The last piece on this program is by the Swedish-Israeli composer Rachel Galeen. Born in 1949 in Stockholm, she played the piano since childhood, studied musicology film education at Stockholm University, and graduated Uppsala University in 1974 with a concentration in ancient Hebrew. The next year, she settled in Tel Aviv, where she began her studies in composition. Galeen, which is Hebrew for kernel, as in a kernel of corn, obtained her principal training as a composer in the 1980s under Leon Shidlovsky at the Rubin Academy of Music at Tel Aviv University. He was a devoted follower of the German avant-garde. He nonetheless encouraged all of his students to develop their own particular styles, and in this environment Galeen soon felt at ease, eventually making substantive use of her earlier exposure to contemporary music in Sweden and elsewhere in Europe. The music of Ingvar Lidholm, the techniques of Ligeti and Ludoslavski, both influential visiting composers in Sweden of the early 1970s, and the ideas derived from Swedish composers of electronic music. Galeen also benefited from the excursions that she made between 1980 and 1984 to a composition seminar with Ludoslavski and Ditoyu in France, to the Darmstadt Seminar of Contemporary Music, and to the International Gaudeamus Music Week in Amsterdam. All of these experiences and musical styles molded Galeen's work. We're going to hear the composition which first established her reputation. It brought Galeen international recognition as the piece representing Israel in UNESCO's Rostrum Paris in 1990. Written in 1984, it is entitled Islossning, Breaking the Bonds of Ice. Islossning is the Swedish term for the short period of time between winter and spring, when the ice covering the rivers, lakes, and sea is melting and ice blocks clash in stormy weather. The piece is written for two pianos and percussion, the perfect instrumentation to create the effect she was after. It is highly dramatic and picturesque. One can really hear the cracking of the ice, the clashes of the ice blocks, the calm flow of water in the middle section of the piece. The music evokes inevitable associations to emotional storms and clashes as well.